Blog Talk Radio.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go and get to clapping. Go pop a phone pad, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pad. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lots to tell for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama. Promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
You say you want a good time. Well, here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Welcome to the Bucks Talk. We're going to talk about the game that happened last night and plus Monday's game. Which both games did both teams at least by 20 or more. So let me just give me a minute here to just talk about a little bit of the game. And plus, later on, we're going to talk about rumors going around with Chris Paul getting traded for Eric Bledsoe. So just let me see here. The Bucks beat the Knicks on Monday, 132-88. This whole box score. Yeah, Jordan had 19 points and 5 rebounds. I'm thinking it's Mitchell Robinson, I believe. 4 points and 14 rebounds.
Okay.
Giannis had 15 rebounds. Chris Middleton with 16 points and 7 rebounds. DJ Wilson had a career high of 19 points. He had high rebounds as well. Drew Hill with 14 points and 4 assists. So, mainly what was going on with this game was, like, it was hard. Like, Giannis had 22 minutes, Middleton had 18, Robin Lopez had 23, Eric Bledsoe with 20 minutes, Matthews was 20 minutes. The rest of the bench, like I said, they had 10 or assists. Not assists, but a minute they played. So even Tanasis finally got some playing time, only like 10 minutes he had. He had 10 points and 3 assists. So they was thought they was trying to make a memorable moment with him, at least trying to dunk on one of them. That's what commentators was hoping for. Unfortunately, you know, it was the fadeaway shot that probably gave him a good deal. Overall, it was a big quarter margin. I think it was, let's see, 88-132. 10. 4. Yeah, they beat my 4 points. So that's something. Hold on, let me get out of there and do the calculator out. Yep, it was 34, so it was right. Let's get back to... So at that time, their record ended up being 18-3 and just tied for the best record of the NBA with the Lakers. Well, at the time, they was in the lead. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Pistons game and plus talk about the scenario trade that happened. We'll be right back. And we are back. I know we talk about the Pistons. It was looking back and forth game as well. Well, maybe not that much back and forth. Feel like the feel like around the four. Let's go to the box score.
Mario did it first. Just break that start.
They was in Detroit for this one, just for people that probably forgot about it. 35.6 rebounds for Giannis, 7.8 rebounds, 5 assists for Chris Middleton. Kind of like his average anyway, but you have Eric Bledsoe with 13.6 rebounds. And it was both Silva and Lopez, both 10 points combined with 6 rebounds. And Kyle Korver, 9 points. Let's see what's with the Pistons. And speaking of the we talk about him. He was playing kind of like a dirty game. No, he played a very dirty game, I should say. Zofa played the double for 16 points and 10 rebounds. Andre Drummond led the team with 23 points and 14 rebounds. Seeing Derrick Rose from off the bench, bench scoring for the Pistons, 14 points and 5 assists. They have 4 former Bucks players. You got Tony Snell, Don Maker, Christian Wood, and Tim Frazier. And let's see who did better than others. Tim Frazier didn't score. But had 2 assists. Kirsten Wood had 7 points and 4 rebounds. Don Maker had 5 points. See, that's 3. And Tony Smith had 7 points. Ooh. Where's the buzzing? Okay. But anyways, like the game that we Blake Griffin had been like, he's playing so dirty. It's like he almost like called me injuries, and it looked like it was gonna be a fight blowing out from that with him and Chris Middleton. The results of that, they end up in text. Let's see, and Andre Drummond, I think he got from the game. Andre. Yeah, Andre. But just that overall game, it just they try their best, you know, try to have Giannis, let's see, try to, like, lose his rhythm or whatever, but, yeah. You know, in basketball, you have them. Especially
when.
Anyways, and the Pistons shot more. 93 attempts and Bucks 90. Field goal percentage, Bucks made more. 8.9%. Three pointers. But 14 of 35. And Pistons attempted more with 11 and 6. So 40% total from 3-point percentage and to 30.6 by Detroit. Free throw percentage is 2.6 in the favor. Detroit was 63.6. Total rebounds from 63 to 7 Bucks. This tied for 23. Bucks had more steals, 7 to 5. Bucks had more blocks, 8 blocks to 3. And fast break points. I'm sorry. It was Detroit on 13 to 10. Each of them has 54 points in the paint. And the largest lead, it seems like that Bucks had 28. They believe like that they had 28 points, and Detroit, largest lead they had, like 4 points. So, let's talk about this news, eh? Let's just try to. Okay. This is a trade that Giannis has been doing lately. Like, he gives shoes to certain fans, which is pretty cool, and he signs them. It's like one of them was like a
Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Another kid at the Pistons game. It was the kid's birthday.
So we've seen trades like going on. Some battle players, they would do that, and Giannis done it for like 2 games in a row. So I don't know if you do another one if they win tomorrow. So, because the one with the Clippers they got tomorrow, it's going to be a tough game. Although, you know, this season is like a lot of like duels. Kind of duels going on. You got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. So, interesting that would be. We will see. Let's see. So I read about they got MVP role in they got like it's a Giannis repeat is in the works. And I'm just gonna read what they did. The NBA season reaches its quarter pole this week, and the new world order has begun to establish itself. The Golden State Warriors are no longer the juggernauts. The Los Angeles Lakers might be. Zion Williams is on hold.
I don't even mind if like the Lakers take back the, you know, the Giants team and everything. It just got so annoying with these bandwagon fans as well. Do you know what I mean?
You mean which ones?
Okay,
so you talk about Lakers today.
Lakers have got loyal fans like we do, like Bucks have and everything.
Yeah, because they've been with them with the lows, and believe they have the lows.
Yeah.
Especially during this decade. But aim all to much. That has been defined that the 2019-20 season, so far there remains at least one constant. Last season's most valuable player is an early favorite to win the award for the straight year. ESPN asked members to participate in an informal straw poll of where the league MVP race stands as the season moves into the second quarter. Antetokounmpo stood above the rest. Milwaukee Bucks forward received 48 first place votes and was the only player to appear on all the 101 ballots. To make a balloting process as realistic as possible. They know what I mean. ESPN talked to both ballots, the voting. And have a conform to the way the league does go about in mid-April. As in the regular season, four members consist of at least two people from each of the league's 28 markets, as well as national and international awards. Official polls 100 million members gives another vote to fans. Each of our votes put 5 points on the ballot. The play was 5 points for place vote and 1 point for the fifth place vote, just like the previous game. The highest fierce competition from the likes of LeBron James, Luka Doncic, and Harden, and was early meeting as the East approach to the fourth market. And the Kubo is pulling up a certain number. He ranks in the top 5 in points, 30.8. And rebounds, 10.4. That's career high in assists, 5.8 assists. As a player efficient rating for well of 30. In a typical season, that's kind of statistical profile would leave him little to no competition for the award. But this isn't shaping to be a typical season. James 29 first place and 600 points on 100 bullets. Luka Doncic 14 first vote, 569 points, 99 play votes and 404 points in the 90 ballot. Have produced achievements and team success that are to make any of them favors of in another season. That is the trio among Antetokounmpo has separated himself from the rest of the pack in the eyes of potential voters. James got to the league and assists for the first time in his career. And so earned the NBA second record for an easy schedule. That was enough to come to the league. Plays games in the second spot. a battle scheduled for the juice matchup on national television. It's interesting to win nearly their current remains of the team of this and continue to play way beyond his Thursday with his Tennessee game theme. It is not surprising to see Antetokounmpo Kupo Harden and James Kukabon and six MVP awards. Among the early favorites that Donovan is in his section two is not yet at the strength gauge. Has already leading the competition is a testament of his own Chris in the Western Conference. Harden meanwhile opened shooting distance of average to staggering per game. Milestone will give him the strong 7 points to take home this award for the 23rd season. The Rockets continue after an ugly start. For the most interesting subplot has been the contest in the other eight. Other people about the interview. While Damian Lillard, Carl Anthony Towns, he has won three reasons for this and Piakam. Second floor up. Getting the nod, finishing with 52 points to Atlanta. That last game was a few points for left off the ballot. And Davis could suffer some voters' eyes and be the second best candidate in his team. Now, San Antonio Trump, Rob Tepping, the defending champion, storm into the start and remain near the top of the East. Were Towns 9 points, Butler 6, Beal 3, Lillard and 1 apiece. And the straw. Going that he might get it again this year, it doesn't be a shock. It won't be a hit or anything about it, but I think it'll be just showing like how he's like in voice on the box and also giving the Bucks like an. I mean, like a knowledge, like mainly just the team in the city getting noticed. That's what I mean to say. So, about that. So they pull up the record and see what. Yeah, let's look at the records. Hold on. Of course, Milwaukee team in division by 4.5 games. Go to the conference. Yep, Milwaukee and Los Angeles are tied. Well, the Lakers are tied for the best record of the NBA. Boston is in second. Miami third. I think Miami lost yesterday. And Toronto lost today. So Miami and Toronto are tied for third and fourth place. Really think they won their game. They're 15-7. This is Indiana Pacers, some Brooklyn Nets. for below 500 Lecter with the 8 seed Orlando. And of course, you got. Oh, yeah. With Charlotte and Chicago and Detroit both tied the 10th. There's no hope for AC and it's so early, so anything can happen between now and April. Let's talk about the West. Besides the Lakers, as I just mentioned, they're 14-5, Clippers are 6. Is 15 minutes. Utah, 10. Minnesota is 10-10. And Phoenix, that's under the 500 mark. Portland 9. They got 9-13. Golden City was surprisingly tied for 10th place with Sacramento Kings. So right now, like, both ways is like getting east and west. And when we come back, we'll talk about the scenario that put us in Chris Paul and Eric Bledsoe to the Oklahoma City Thunder. We will be right back.
Yeah, baby, I don't want you to take this personal, what I'm about to say. In 1992 and 1993 about my ex. It's a personal thing between me and you. I don't want to hear nobody ask me why am I saying this. Girl.
Talk about this possible trade that could happen or rumored to happen, but it would lead to having Chris Paul, I don't know why I said that, but Chris Paul to the Bucks and Eric Bledsoe to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I guess they said because of Chris Paul's contract, it had to be, they had to add more pieces and things like that, like maybe some of the young players. Because that's really, like, they did that. That's like, nearly like half of their roster. So long pause, but so it's like the scenario, like who they're gonna add for the trade if that trade decides to happen. And although we still doing good with, like, Are we gonna do better without him? I don't know, but I guess some people got sick of, like, for the past 2 years that he was in the playoffs, he wasn't there. Like, so we know how quirky in playoffs, but he's also injury prone too. So just thinking in the back of your mind, just like, is he going to be that good for us in that time? Bucks and Russell Winston Joker each time in the year. And like I said, it would be interesting to see if they will get him, but the thing is, the Bucks, we got to let go of somebody. And I think the Raptors have to do the same, got to let go of somebody. So it would be interesting to see, like, if they are going to go for him, who they're going to let go. WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. Check out the website. Also, look for us on Twitter. Also, look for our group on Facebook. Look for our Milwaukee Bucks group on Facebook. And got other stuff you got going on, too. So, and forget about Maddie's Memory on Facebook as well. So, that's probably all the time we got. The shows will start Monday with my show. And we also got Hazel Runs Her Mouth Tuesday. Wednesday, I'm sorry. Today is Arthur Smith Mix, which was supposed to happen last week, but I mean, this past Tuesday, but things happen. And another Bucks Talk will be, we might go ahead and wait on because of the crazy, I'll say, few days that we're going to have after that. So that's just them three shows that we're going to have this week. And we're out of here. Until then, y'all have a good night, and y'all get to hear from me Monday. Peace.